Strokes are no longer just a concern for older adults. New data show rates are rising among younger people. WHYY's Amaris Manning reports on new research on stroke rates rising among adults 18 to 44.
The increase is mainly due to a rise in high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. In Philadelphia, doctors note that these effects are not experienced equally across populations. Dr. Stephen Massey, stroke neurologist at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, explains that a stroke occurs when blood flow to the brain is disrupted.
That could either be due to a blockage and the brain isn't getting enough blood flow, or it could be due to a ruptured blood vessel and there could be bleeding in the brain or around the brain itself.
Nearly a quarter of strokes now occur in people under 60, with cases among younger adults increasing over the years. Medical professionals note that disparities contribute to this trend, as non-Hispanic Black individuals and those in low-income communities encounter greater risk and face more obstacles in accessing treatment.
Places where there's increased poverty have been affected by that. So if I think Philadelphia certainly falls into that nationally. And I think with our large minority population as well, I think Philadelphia has been more affected by that than many locations.
In some cases, strokes can be entirely missed, particularly in younger patients, or associated with underlying conditions such as moyamoya, a rare blood vessel disorder that primarily affects children, often remaining undiagnosed for years. Local hospitals are working to improve early detection, which can be critical to survival and recovery. They say early symptoms such as trouble speaking, vision changes, dizziness, or sudden weakness should be an immediate reason to call 911. Amaris Manning, WHYY News.